This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Specifically, we wanted to bring to their attention the fact that India has been using various forms of export restrictions dating all the way back to April, and specifically highlight the concerns about the fact that this has just added volatility and uncertainty in the world cotton market.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That effectively shut down cotton exports, or at least sharply curtailed exports. They then introduced a new licensing arrangement that allowed some cotton to move out of the country. They later on announced that they would eliminate cotton export restrictions as of October 1, but as it turns out, they've just announced an export quota. And once that quota was used up, then there's been no more exports allowed.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The concerns from particularly the U.S. textile industry has been the fact that by putting these export restrictions in place, India, one, obviously has restricted the availability of Indian cotton on the world market, but they've also introduced an implicit subsidy for India's textile industry by creating a wedge or a price gap between the world price, or the price that other textile industries pay, and the price that the Indian textile industry has to pay for cotton. I think for some of our textile mills, it's obviously also a concern that this is just exacerbating an already tight market situation. Concerns that by the time we get further into 2011, we could see some mills that would face the prospect of further job losses and also shortages of the qualities of cotton that they need.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We saw this as an opportunity to get the issue in front of them before that trip. Perhaps it would be an opportunity to have somebody in the administration raise that with Indian officials on that trip. If not, perhaps it would be an opportunity for U.S. officials to raise it with Indian officials within the World Trade Organization, because I think this is an issue that violates India's WTO commitments as well. There are opportunities coming up to raise this with Indian officials, and that was the message that we left behind with the administration.